This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
I like having fun, I like to laugh, I like to meet people who can make
Why?
Me laugh.
Why?
Why? I like having fun.
Why? Is that too loud? Good morning and afternoon to everybody, and evening if you're joining us internationally. I know we have a huge international audience. Everybody from London to Gay Perry. We are back. The office hours HQ. Remember HQ, Doug? HQ. Does that ring a bell? HQ.
Oh.
HQ, Vic. HQ.
HQ? Like, what is it? What are we talking about?
The trivia.
Horse quarters.
The High trivia quality. Game that yes. blew up the internet several years ago. No?
Nope.
Wait, it was like a live game where you played
it. It was a live game.
Yeah.
It was a revolutionary. I don't know if it's still out there. But anyways, welcome back to me.
Help and beloved!
Good morning to you, DJ Doug Pound.
Hey.
And Cowboy Vic.
Hello, everybody.
Lonesome Cowboy Vic. Ride, diddy, ride. Lonesome Cowboy Vic. You got to read it.
Get out of my way.
Little VU this morning, folks. Velvet Underground. We're going to be playing Velvet Underground later in the hour. Their new one. Velvet Underground has a new one out. Excited to hear that.
Who's the singer? Because
Doug Yule. Doug Yule is back. Oh. Doug and Mo Tucker on drums. And then a couple of new guys. And, of course, Captain Carlin is here. Naturally, Captain Carlin kept the trains running on time and kept us kept the show somewhat afloat throughout the long summer tour.
Did not sink. Did not sink.
Do they sing again? There. Oh, Lord. And in studio, in the guest chair, reigning office hours champion. That's an awful thing to say.
Yeah.
Just very corny.
Yeah.
Very 20th century. I'm trying to be 21st century.
We all can grow and we all can learn.
Is Fred Amerson. Fred Armisen is here from Saturday Night Live. When do you go back for the news? When do you go back? Because it's getting to be the fall.
Tim.
Are they doing less and less shows? He's not happy. I guess the news came down this morning that they're switching things up there a little bit. But you had a great run. Of course, Portlandia happened. When's that coming back, I think, is the question. Any plans there for a stage version?
Tim, come on, man.
No, we have some gotcha questions for Fred and a few surprises coming through that door in a few minutes. Some friends from your past. And you were in were they white power, the group you were in? They were. Was
yeah.
It, yeah. But you were just the drummer.
I was the drummer, and I didn't care what they were singing about.
You didn't know what they were singing about.
I didn't know or care, and it's just like I'm there to provide rhythm. You know?
Right.
Time to hit the showers.
What band was this?
I think they were called White Powers.
It was just called White Power.
Wow. It was plural, the White Powers.
Oh. Then the White Stripes came around, and it was a mess.
Eclipsed us.
Well, this is basically, if you're just joining us for the first time, this is the show. This is not... There's not a monologue and sketches and everything.
Do a monologue.
Okay. It is good to be here. Let's see what's in the news.
What's in the news, T?
A lot of things going on. We had the...
Liz Cheney.
The Trump raid. Now, the Trump raid, is this the bug spray they're talking about or what? I mean, I don't know. I really don't know.
Woo!
He's got his own brand of raid. It's... Yeah. That would be cool.
A lot of things going on. Of course, the Liz Cheney suffered defeat in Wyoming. Why? Oh, me. Oh, me, she said. So, a lot going on.
Down at Mar-a-Lago. You know, when I was a kid, I used to play with Mar-a-Legos.
Oh, there you go. That's what these ad writers, that's what these comedy writers are sitting around there all day long. What? How much time do we have? We have an hour left before we got to go to the cue cards. All right, I guess we're going with Fred's Lego joke.
Where are you from?
On the show today, we have Fred Armisen. And that's it. I mean, what else do you want?
Here's
saw Fred last night.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that for a second.
We went to the Spin Me Round premiere.
Spin Me Round, as people may know, is the film that Fred and I, amongst others, Aubrey Plaza, Alison Brie, Molly Shannon,
Lauren Weedman,
Debbie Ryan, Zach Woods, Ben Sinclair, High Maintenance,
Trish Halford,
directed by
Jeff Baena.
Big premiere last night in Hollywood at the London Hotel. It was kind of confusing.
Yeah.
We were like, huh?
They're like, do we get to stay here? Yeah. No.
We're like, okay.
Great.
I guess we'll just be going home after the premiere. Driving all the way home. What are you playing? What is this? What is this sideshow you've got going on?
Oh.
Is it Spin Me Round?
Oh, is that Dead or Alive?
Spin Me Around, Dead or Alive, vocals only.
Oh, my God.
That is currently clogging up the internet.
Well done, Vic.
Trump said, in regards to the nuclear secrets, he said, now they're now clear. To be seen.
Yeah.
Instead of nuclear, they're now clear.
Oh.
So, I'm just going to let them out when they come. I'm not going to self-edit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. What does the FBI stand for?
You got something? Doug?
Fred's basket of interest.
Oh.
Anyways, I'm not going to linger on that. Let's take a Zoomer real quick, and we'll get into all the good stuff. Jeff Baena, the director, is calling in. He is a lot of fun.
He is?
Yeah, he is. No, I mean...
We had a great... We shot the whole thing in Italy.
Yep.
In Tuscany. This is like a very...
It was a year later that now we are kind of... It was almost like...
And it was very pandemic-y times when we were there.
Yeah, we were... It was this little golden period of time where the pandemic felt it wasn't... crazy, like we weren't super scared to do things, but they hadn't let the tourists back in yet.
Right.
So we would go to all the sites and go out to dinner, and there was never, you know, normally in the summer, Italy is, it's mob. It's like Disneyland everywhere. Or Disney World.
Oh. Yeah.
So.
Oh.
I did this little, I did the red carpet last night. You did the red carpet.
Yeah.
And I I always do this. I get swept into it like I'm on a river, like a White Rapids.
What words were on it?
Say again?
He means like red, R-E-A-D.
Oh.
Clever stuff. From the King of Clever. That's your new nickname, the King of Clever.
I'm trying to keep up with your jokes.
I wasn't thinking, oh shit, I'm going to actually have to interview. People are going to be asking me questions about this movie that we shot a year ago and I had seen a few months ago, but I couldn't. They asked me what my character's name was, blanked.
Do you know now?
Yeah.
What is it?
Now? Fran.
Fran, right. Yeah. I forgot my character's name already.
And then I was wearing this very nice, sort of an athletic t-shirt.
Yeah.
It was a little bit of a dressed down premiere situation.
Yeah, summer. Yeah. It was casual.
I felt good. But I get out on the red carpet and I got my sunglasses on my shirt.
Yeah.
I look stupid. I look like...
Did you not realize it was on?
No, nobody's looking at... No one's looking out for me. They're the worst. I mean, this is such bullshit to complain about.
Yeah.
Look over here. Look here. Yeah. And then I have no other expression but this.
Yeah.
I'm like Dylan.
Want to check in on the on our Zoom friends?
Yeah. No one wants to hear about me complaining about red carpets.
They could take those glasses out now, though, right?
Like, absolutely. What's it called?
Photoshop?
Yeah, there it is.
Colin Kovac has Colin. A topic. Colin.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, Colin. That's funny. He's named Colin and he's calling in. That's kind of cute.
I like that.
Tickling each other's fancies.
Hey, first time caller, long time listener, huge fan of you guys.
No reply from us, but go ahead.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Just getting over COVID.
Nice.
Putting my 2 weeks in tomorrow.
For COVID?
any advice, any tips, any stories?
How can I give advice? I have no intel. I need to know what you're quitting.
Okay. like a engineering type job.
Well, find another train to run.
That's not how that works. You don't find a train.
Sure.
I don't think he's a train engineer necessarily.
I don't think he means train. Yeah, as long as you're giving your 2 weeks, that's all you owe them to do. So that's good. You're giving
them.
I feel
bad because it's been they took forever to train me. And
that's okay. they knew the risk.
Took a long time.
That's all right.
Yeah, of course.
And to them, they're not like, this is taking forever to train you. To them, they're just like, this is what we do.
So you're saying goodbye to this. Are you staying in the field of engineering?
Yeah, great. I am.
Did you find a new
gig? I'm getting a much better job, too.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to be making the money.
I had COVID in March in England.
Oof.
And... blood was shooting out of my eyes.
Oh my god!
Shooting out.
Did you see anybody? Not those British doctors, though. They're not going to do anything. I was walking down.
Did you say the British doctors aren't going to do anything?
Oh, don't know about that. You got blood coming out of your eye. Right,
I'll be on my way. Nope.
I put a little bit of get a tea towel.
Goodbye. Yeah?
Get a tea towel and put it right over the eye.
I visited, that's it, it's all you get.
That's what your body wants to do, so that's what you're going to do. Now listen, speaking of engineers, just a week or so ago, I'm in Boulder, Colorado, walking down this... Have you ever been to Boulder, Colorado?
Yeah, I've been there.
I'll tell you what, Fred. We're on the bus. Maybe I told this. I don't think I did. We are coming... Where were we coming from before Boulder? Can you even maybe... Maybe Iowa.
Was it Texas?
Iowa.
I don't know.
But anyway, we pull into Boulder and it's 10 a.m. or something like that. I get up, get out of the bus. I walk out. I go, I think the bus crashed and we're in heaven. Because it was like Disneyland, Main Street.
Pretty.
Beautiful mountains in the background.
The air is nobody, all
Yeah, air is beautiful. Mountains. No one's out. Yeah. A couple people. Hello, good morning to you. Yeah. Top of the morning.
Yeah.
There's a sign on this brick wall that says you are in your happy place, big sign. I'm like, this is unbelievable.
I went into the Village Green Preservation weed dispensary. Two little old ladies in there talked to me, they gave me some nice stuff. She's like, this is every morning I put one of these packets in my coffee, and it's it was amazing. Sold me on so many cool things.
I say this only because I'm walking down the street later in the day, and there's a bunch of those people trying to get you to sign up for children care or whatever, some Greenpeace or whatever. And I hear this little conversation. Oh, I'm in school, the guy says. Oh, what are you studying? Engineering. He goes, That's amazing. Okay.
Just that was enough.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Anything.
Yeah, anything would have gotten that
We're
response.
Glad you're doing something.
Well, congratulations. What do you want advice from? It seems like you have it all figured out there, Colin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening to me talk, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now. Getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
He wants
Sorry,
to.
I thought we were done with
Colin. Colin, you're saying it's tough to put your 2 weeks in because you feel bad about it, and you. Need
oh, you're not. You haven't done it. You're doing that today.
I'm doing that tomorrow.
Okay. But, do it today.
But how long? How long
Rip
were you
the Band-Aid off?
Yeah. How long were you working there?
Well, I'm home with COVID, so I can't.
Call it in.
Like,
text
unless
it.
I want to email them, but
yeah,
Colin,
you're gonna have to.
How long were you working there?
Like 2.5 years.
You paid your dues. You're fine.
I'm of this opinion.
Okay.
If you have bad news to give, I think an email or a text is better than a phone call.
Sure.
It's like, here it is.
Take yeah.
Take
react.
This and have your own reaction to this.
Yeah.
And then let's talk once you've had a chance to.
Grandpa's dead. Call me when you can talk about it.
Well, Grandpa was not doing well. This is no surprise.
Grandpa was perfect health. And
maybe not that, Doug. I don't know. But if it's things that aren't like traumatic. But it's sort of just like, hey, we're not moving forward with something, or you
you're
know,
dumped. Call me later.
You dumped.
I don't know, Tim.
You know, you could also
can you put 2 weeks in on a relationship.
That's not very personal, and I don't think I think people may be like, this is he doesn't really care that much about my
well,
opinion.
But don't you understand? There's
he
a follow
up. Doesn't want to do it like face to face or voice to voice.
No, because I want, like Fred said, I want to give them their own private time to absorb that information.
Oh, so it's for them.
And he could
and
actually
me.
Address that in the email. Like, I know this is an email. We'll talk after.
Yeah,
I just
yeah,
wanted
that
to
could,
like.
That could be.
Don't
it.
You
yeah,
get it?
Yeah, you could do that.
You know,
depends on the
just,
project, though.
I have this like feeling that. When I tell them, they're going to like snap or something and attack me immediately.
Well, what have you done that is worth
well,
attacking?
Well, you should definitely quit.
Do you have skeletons in your closet at work? Do you have things you're afraid of?
No, I don't think so.
They're you know, not going to. It's part of whatever business they're running.
Yeah, they know
you
this
think
happens.
You're the first. You're not the first person to give 2 weeks' notice. I'm sure That's they've true. Given notice and you know tons of jobs that they've had. It's part of life. It'll be okay.
It is a really small company. There's like, but I think before me, they've only had like 2 or 3 more employees ever.
Well, so. I don't know. Everybody's replaceable, I think. Even like Fred okay. over here, Sarah yeah. Squirm took his job.
Look at what happened. Yeah, yes. Sarah Squirm.
She came right in.
Man, yeah. No, yeah.
They did not care. They were like, no. boom.
You're you know out. What? You can make
You're
it
out,
funny.
Fred.
You know that movie, 9.5 Weeks?
No.
You could like Photoshop it just to say 2 and say figure it out. The subject
the
is figure it out and then it's that That's poster. Good, yeah. It says 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
I once had this job in New York before anything was going on in New York. You know, back before
yeah, yeah.
Back before New York became a thing.
Yeah, yeah. But when it was just like it was like Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I had this job and I hated it. It was like an administrative job. I hated it. I was bad at it. I generally didn't do what I was supposed to do. I kind of just like pretended I was doing stuff, and there was this one spreadsheet that I was supposed to be updating all the time and filling in and keeping up to date, And I'd been working there a couple years, and I went on vacation to Mexico, and I was like, and this is before we had cell phones, and I wasn't checking my email. And I was like gone for like a week, and then I went into this internet cafe.
Email.
Like, I should probably check my emails and see what's going on. I got this email from my boss. Where the fuck is all this? I just, you, what are you, what have you been doing? Just like, you know, I had nothing to, not, I had, oh, let me, I'll, when I get back, I'm going to dive into this and figure out the problem. That day, it's like, triggered a anxiety about like opening an email, like checking email. Like,
yeah,
there's going to be bad news. As soon as this show's over, I'm getting something I can't, some stressful thing.
Yeah.
Before that, I was like Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden before the snake showed up. Paradise.
Remember jobs where like your boss was, you're just like, that's not my problem. It was just such a distant, like, I don't care.
Oh, yeah. I treated that job as a mail room for myself where I would just go and send Tim and Eric DVDs to Judd Apatow or whoever.
I remember being scared to quit a job. And look, in hindsight, I'm like, why do I, these overlords, screw these guys. Mm-hmm. They're...
Somebody was telling me about, maybe it was JP, about, I can't remember who we were observing, but there was a guy doing a job. And we're like, that guy does not go home and think about this job at all.
No, no. Yeah.
I don't know, it was like a loader or something like that. Or something. Fucking, I don't know what it was. Listen, Colin, you've started the show off on a very negative note.
You know what you do? Give them some gifts. You know what I'm saying? Send them a little... You know, some gifts.
Edible like, arrangement.
Or like an emergency, whatever, a backpack.
Gift
or like,
card.
Yeah, gift card. Just like.
$25
gift
card.
People like gifts. So just.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Here's what you say. Here's the email. Ready? Right. Start typing. To all concerned.
Act like you're typing.
At all.
There he goes. He's typing.
I want to be a singer.
Unfortunately, I am in the. this is how you should write it. If you do this verbatim, you'll be my king. Unfortunately, I have the most unfortunate news to report through this email, period. My beautiful position at your work has now come to a conclusion. Therefore, in 2 weeks, I shall be departing for greener pastures, period. Exclamation point.
I'm sad as hell. You guys rule. I love you guys so much. Yeah. Oh my God, I had so much fun.
And oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. But, call me immediately.
But how crazy is life? Oh. I don't know. You get it.
This job sucked. Just kidding.
Just kidding. Of course it ruled.
What happened? And then how does my IRA roll over?
Can we please, and I really mean this, can we please be friends? That's more important to me than jobs. I'd rather hang out with you guys.
And then, P.S., what have we been doing this whole time anyway? Hasn't everything been engineered already? Can't we just copy-paste from other engineering schematics?
No one's going to miss this company if it disappears. And you know that, and I know that. Let's please go eat. Please. Let's just have
a
meal.
Let's have lunch. Let's go eat. Let's not do the tired old thing of just getting lunch. Let's do dinner. I'm serious. I will cook.
Anyway,
all the best.
I'm just
Colin.
I slept with your wife, and I left an upper decker.
Doug.
Oh my God.
Just kidding.
Ouch. Here are a few pictures of my dong.
Here's four pictures. Guess which penis is mine.
You had to go blue, huh? I was trying to keep it clean today.
I'm disabling this email. I'll write to you from another one soon. I swear to God I will.
Send that and then immediately set to an out-of-office reply so people can...
Send it and they didn't even respond to it.
Do you know people who have the out-of-office reply on every time they like
go, oh, man.
Stop, I don't care.
It's like, get over yourself.
I'm not expecting an email right away.
No. It's just an email. Yeah. Leave it. I get it.
I hate also, and I got in trouble for this, I hate people write back, I'm on it. Or I'm working on that.
Yeah,
I will get back to you.
Yeah.
Like, don't write that. It's a waste. But I think there are people in the other side of that who have bosses who are like, I want to know that you received that.
I'm also not crazy about thanks. Like, thanks.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to... All right.
You've got mail.
Do you feel, here's a good question. I have a fun little mini story that I think is okay to say. I got my New York shows coming next week, the Bell House, sold out. But there's a couple list spots. Oh, Matt, I want to give away some tickets today.
I love it.
And you know my David Byrne story.
Yes.
Everybody knows. Yeah. I worked with him, highlight of my life. And then he didn't recognize me at an after show. People that know the show can look it up. I'm not going to go through it. I say, you know what? I'm going to send him an email.
Yeah.
Invite him to the show next week.
Great.
He writes back right away. Tim, I'm not going to be in town. I'm doing this immersive theater project in Denver till September. So go see that if you're in Denver.
Email.
But I saw you're on tour, damn, and the Bell House is great. And I mean, what a nice thing. Now,
man,
I did not reply to that email.
You did the right thing.
Thank you.
Leave it.
What am I going to say? Ah, oh, too bad, or
no,
thanks for the
reply.
You're
doing him a favor. It's like...
Yeah, but I don't want to feel like it's just sort of like I just walked away.
You just ghosted him.
No, he won't feel that way.
No, I don't think he will. But it was a triumph
That's
to get
great.
That email. I mean,
yeah.
I don't want him there anyway, you know what I mean? Like, David Byrne's in the audience. Good luck.
Oh. Life's tough, man.
He's going to be talking. His head will be talking and trying to...
I don't know.
How about a little City of the Day, guys?
City of the Day.
City of the Day.
City of the Day.
Chicago.
Is brought up. He doesn't know. He only knows Chicago.
Los Angeles, Burbank, because they filmed it. New York City.
Go ahead. That's it.
Oh.
Oh, I stopped it.
So the City of the Day is brought to you today by Hey, Hey, Hey for Horsemen.
No, it's Yay, Hey.
Yay, Hey, Hey for Horsemen. Don't you wish you could eat some yummy hay like a horse? Now you can with Yay Hey Hey for Horsemen. Anyone's a horseman with Yay Hey. Yay Hey is specifically grown so the human small and large intestines can digest it. What's the best part of Yay Hey, you ask? It's the chewing. It takes four times as long to chew Yay Hey as it does a burnt steak, so you can take an extra long lunch and blame it on the Yay Hey. If the boss complains, oh, it's a good timely conversation here. If the boss complains, just tell him, sorry, sir, I'm a horseman now. Plus, you can poo Yay Hey like a horse. Just drop it on the street, no wiping needed. Horses don't wipe, and you don't need to either. It behooves you to order now, because office hours, Horseman gets a free bale of Hey Yay with their first order. Just call 1-800-YAY-HEY-YAY and tell them Doug sent you. Yeah, he did. Now hit your music.
Yay, hey, hey, for Horseman, yay. Horseman. It's a horseman tree, it's a horseman tree. It takes really long to chew, but you're gonna love every bite, you're gonna love every bite.
Wow.
Now, wouldn't a horseman be a person that rides on a horse?
Not necessarily, not with Yay Hey.
Horses.
All right, let's see. I'm Nick not commenting
Prado.
On this one.
Nick Prado.
Nick, what's the city of the day?
Hey guys, the city of the day is Portland, Maine.
Yeah. I love Portland, Maine.
It's great.
Great.
Yeah.
How's it going up there?
It's good. It's
lobster
cold.
Lobster season?
No.
Yeah, it is.
Not that,
Like hell it ain't.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we're past that now. It's getting a little chilly now, so.
Oh, is it getting chilly already?
Yeah. It's like mid-50s today.
Ooh, I love it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I like it too.
Is there... Yeah. In Portland, Maine, there's like this little like weirdo shop. You know, like every town has like it's like kind of comic books, kind of records, yeah. And like there's this
oddities.
One like yeah, oddities. There's one like downtown.
Yeah, Strange and Maine. Are you talking about?
I think that's it. And they had cassettes that were really cool and stuff. And
yeah, that place is awesome.
Yeah, that place is great.
Yeah, Tim and Eric were up in there, Maine, there a few years ago. Yeah, you ever see that show?
No, I did not.
Why not? Don't you care? Don't you care?
Not really. No, not really my thing, you know.
I hear you. Are you trying to call into another show?
Oh, hell no, man.
What do you do for work?
I am a musician, actually. I'm a student in Boston going to music school.
Oh, so you're home with the folks for the summer?
Yeah, yeah. I play in a wedding band during the summer, so I've been
what
doing
instrument
that all,
is, yeah. What's your instrument?
I play guitar and then I do some keyboard.
Oh yeah.
What music school you at in
Berkeley?
It's gotta be Berkeley.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Whoa. That's where Mick Berger went.
That's where I lived there four years. Are you in the dorms right there with Florian?
Nah.
Oh, he's at home.
You went to Berkeley, really?
I did, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Can we get the top 3 to 5 wedding songs you play at a wedding?
Can we guess them? Can we guess it?
Sure, we can.
Groove is in the heart.
Yes, that's a
good one. I know what number tonight. One is. Celebrate by Kool and the Gang.
Yeah.
Wonderful Tonight.
Tears in Heaven. No, you're not doing Celebrate.
Tears in Heaven.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We didn't guess the top 5 yet.
We didn't even get one.
I know. It's
Color My World.
Oh, Journey.
Is it Get Lucky? Look out. No. That.
No, that's a no. That's on our no playlist.
Oh.
Hey Ya.
Ooh.
Yeah, we do Hey Ya.
There you go, Fred. Now you're locked in.
Yeah. Suavemente?
No.
Rico Suave by
Gerardo.
Madonna Celebrate?
Yeah, we've done that once or twice. Not a top 5 though.
What about the Macarena?
Oh,
We've not done that one yet.
The shuffle slide, the
electric slide.
No, it's the hell's the name of it?
Bell Bottom Blues by Derek and the Dominoes.
Of course. Yeah, yeah. Come on.
Trouser Minnow by Rape Man.
Nope.
Something off of one of Rick Wakeman's solo albums.
No.
Turnaround by Yes.
Soundtrack to Tron.
Yeah, in its entirety.
Something off of Tusk by Emerson, Lake and Palmer. Is it Tusk? No. Taurus. Targus. That's Targus, right?
Yeah, Tusk is Fleetwood Mac.
Ooh, Hey Jude.
Yeah, we've done that.
Bill Haley in the Comets. Rock Around the Clock.
Should we let Jeff Baena weigh in on
Touch of Grey.
4:33 by John Cage.
What? This is stressful. I can't.
White Light, White Heat by the Velvet Underground. Sister Ray.
Yeah, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Funnables. Funnables aren't just fruit snacks. Every bite your child takes is fuel to spark their imagination, taking them from a wild unicorn space mission to a deep sea dive into a rainbow river. Funnables are made with 7.1% real fruit puree and are an excellent source of vitamins A, C, and E. So anytime, anyplace, make snack time playtime with Funnables Fruit Snacks. Have fun, eat it too. Visit FunnablesSnacks.com to shop now.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, let's bring in, thank you for the city of the day. Have a great rest of the
summer. What are the top five?
Top 5.
All right, top 5. We got Don't Stop Believing.
That's of what course. I was trying to say with Journey.
You were on quite a journey there, Doug.
Yeah, we got Wagon Wheel, Darius Rucker.
What?
Wow. Isn't that a Ryan Adams song?
No, the guy from
the Hootie and the Blowfish.
No, but is it originally a Ryan Adams song?
Yeah, I think so. Oh,
thank
I
you.
I don't know. It's a lot of country stuff. We got Do a Little Dance, Make a Little Love, Get Down Tonight.
Right.
That's Cool
That's
Again.
A big one.
No, it's
Casey and the Sunshine.
Casey and the Sunshine.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Love them.
And then big one to close it off is
Brick House.
Not Brick House. We've done Rocket Man. It's been a big hit.
Really?
Oh, that's become a big hit again. Somebody did a cover of it that is blowing up the charts.
Do you do that solo in Don't Stop Believing? That one that speeds up?
Yeah.
Which one?
Do.
The solo in the beginning of, it's not even a solo, it's just in the beginning of Don't Stop Believing.
Yeah, I kind of fake my way through it and use a bunch of like delay and stuff on it, but I get through it.
Digital delay has been my friend on tour. Put that thing on.
That thing on.
But that thing on roll, roll, roll.
All right, here's your new, your new chunk is impersonating different pedals.
Oh my god!
You got the digital
delay. Oh my god,
he's
a flanger. He's a flanger. Distortion.
That's stuck. That,
can you do not... reverb? You think I could?
Reverb. I could do a little bit of reverb.
Reverb.
I think so. So.
Reverb.
Wow, that is a good bit.
A tone shifter. So, how's it? You can't do sounds of guitar.
Can you do wah wah?
Why, thanks, Raul. Why could try? Why could try, right?
Compressor?
I think I could do it, yeah. I could, sure, I could do a compressor.
Limiter?
I think so. Yeah.
Harmonizer?
No.
The overtones, you could probably do that.
God, that is such a good thing for stand-up.
I know.
Pedal impressions. I can't do chorus, though. How would that be?
It's impossible.
Yeah.
You just have a chorus pedal there and just
yeah, and just
cheat.
Do it.
Yeah.
That'd be the one
well,
cheat.
That's the,
no, you could spin the mic.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's bring in the director, writer director.
Thanks, Nick.
Nick Nack.
He didn't respond. Good. He just
here's
there.
Jeff. Can you unmute on
Lucky
your
Berkeley.
Side? There he is.
Find a planet for yes. After.
Rocket. Man.
Where's Jeff? There he
I'm
is.
Right here.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff. We got Fred Armisen here and the
hey,
rest.
Fred.
Hi, Jeff.
How are you feeling today? You have a late one last night?
A little bit, yeah. We pretty much closed it out last night.
Really?
Nice.
That's
nice. I it hit the 10 o'clock hour, and I said, I'm out. Good night,
I know.
Folks. I cannot keep doing this, talking to people. I got a big show this morning.
Are you happy with how it all went?
Yeah, I think it was great. I mean, I wasn't in there when it was showing, but...
Why did you cut all the Fred? Like, there's a lot of. You're in the movie. Don't get me wrong, but
yeah, yeah.
I mean, big scenes,
big long monologues.
Yeah.
Big.
Well,
story.
It was pretty funny, and I just thought it was like, you know, we should keep it all for the blooper reel, so we just cut all the scenes out, you
damn
know,
it.
For later.
Yeah.
But yeah. There are some good moments that I thought would have been it would have been great to see in the movie, but it was.
I
not
grew
there.
A big
yeah.
beard.
Yeah.
Yeah, the story suffered because it was like just empty spots, but I think it's better without him.
Yeah, I gotta take it.
Fred, yeah. Of course, went to the premiere, did not see the movie, though. That's a new movie.
No, no. Movies, I can't handle movies.
You get
movies.
Sick at movies.
I get so sick at
so
movies.
So much moving going on.
It's and also, I always believe it. I'm like, who are these people? I'm like, what happened?
You get seasick?
I guess, yeah. I'm like, I can't.
Motion sickness, all that moving
yeah.
and stuff. Yeah.
And all the time jumps. I'm like, whoa. The next day?
Yeah.
I can't be here.
Jeff, you
yeah.
you made this movie under duress because it's
yeah.
not easy to do to make these movies.
No.
First of all, you're going over to Italy. It's the pandemic. You've probably got
mm-hmm.
$25 to make this thing with. It didn't give
mm-hmm.
you a lot of money to make this movie.
Mm-mm.
Why did you do it? That's the question I want to get at. Why? Why do you
Why?
Make these movies? Why? What? Who do you think you are? It's this big man
know.
At home. Oh, I can make my Scorsese.
I'm going to add one more movie.
Yeah, yeah. Don't you think we've had enough of the movies? Huh? Why don't you go back to doing TikToks and whatnot? No. Where did it come from? Why make this movie?
Well, I made them, you know, I made another movie in Italy back in like 2016. And
The Little Hours,
Fred,
great movie.
With Fred.
Mm-hmm.
And had such a great time and loved working with Fred. And I read this article that I thought was like a funny sort of setup for a movie about these people at Olive Garden who were the managers and went to this Olive Garden Institute program.
Are you allowed to
and
say that, Jeff?
I think at this point, who cares?
Okay, because that was the yeah. that was told to us that we can't say Olive Garden specifically, but
a chain, an Italian.
Well, the article.
Well, we could edit yeah. it. This is not going live, is it?
Live.
No, I think the cat's out of the bag. I mean, like, the article is about Olive Garden. I mean, the movie's not Olive Garden. It's Tuscan
right.
Grove. But, yeah, it's these managers went to the Olive Garden Institute and were supposed to learn about food, wine, and culture, and they thought they were going to stay in the villa that was on their website, and it was, like, a disaster. They're staying in a dorm, and they didn't go anywhere, and they felt trapped, and, like, the chef de cuisine made a bolognese for them, and that was, like, literally it, and they went home. And it was basically just like a photo op for Olive Garden.
Yeah.
So I thought that was a pretty funny setup. And then obviously like kind of ran with it.
Yeah. No, it's a great,
the food sucks.
It's a great setup. And then how did I come into your head? I mean, cause that's what we want to know is you go like, I know Jeff, it's been years before the movie, you asked me to do the movie that I had seen you, but you said, who passed? That's what I want to know. Who passed?
And honest and humble, and that's how you're supposed to be as an adult man.
Someone passed on.
Well, I've known you for like, I think over 20 years now.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when we started hanging out in earnest, like, I don't know, like 12, 13 years ago with Battlestar Galactica board game shit.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about that. I want people knowing I'm doing that shit.
What's this now? Wait a
minute. Well, I was, I dipped in and I like socializing. I don't like these board games so much, but somebody, one of our group friends, he's like, hey, I got this game. It's Battlestar. And I loved that show, Battlestar Galactica. If you haven't seen that, that's like up there, top 10, five.
Definitely. I love Batman.
And so I bring Jeff, but we all start playing this game, Battlestar Galactica, where it's like a strategy game, like Axis and Allies or something like that. And
the most complicated board game in the universe.
It's so complicated.
Dan Mangino is the only one that knew the rules.
Yeah.
He basically had to just like trust him, but it was like, he was like a lawyer.
It was kind of like a mafia style game where somebody is a Cylon and you have to figure out who's the Cylon. But then the game always boiled down to a game of dice. You know what I mean? Like, it comes down to like, well, if I roll over a 7, I win. You know? Like, okay. Let's just play dice. Anyways.
But there's a lot. I mean, the game is the most complicated game in the universe. And then, you know, we were seeing each other a bunch. And then, you know, I wrote this movie and that part truly was just this idea. And then Alice and I were just talking about like who could be cool. And your name came up and I pitched you to the investor and he flipped out. And I was like, great. Like, he was a fan.
And so no way! You got to be out of your fucking mind.
What?
Not him, anybody but him. Suddenly I'm like Marlon Brando in The Godfather when they're like, we're not working with him.
Well, yeah. I mean, financing fell out because of that. So we got into a big fight. And then I had to find another financer, got into the same fight. I eventually settled on someone who was willing to cash you.
Yeah, it's funny.
I just called you up.
Back to the... yeah, you called me up as I was doing this show in April of last year, whenever it was. And Jeff writes me, says, I got to talk to you about something big.
Wow.
But back to Battlestar Galactica, because somebody in the movie who plays Fred's wife in the movie is Trisha Helfer. Helfer. Who, if you know Battlestar Galactica, is 7 of 9.
Caprica 6.
Oops. What is her name?
Hellbent.
Caprica 6. She's one of the... I mean, it's not a secret. She's one of the Cylons.
Dude, you... spoiler!
We're going to throw out our DVDs.
This show just can't be about talking about numbers.
who's 7 of 9? Is that from Star Trek or something?
That's like from like Babylon 5 or
Oops.
Deep Star.
Deep Star
deep
9.
Shit, it's 9 or something.
Deep 6. Yeah. Well, anyways, she was in the movie, and the night she arrived, we geeked out. We were like, we got to just do this, because we loved the show, and so we started talking to her. It was weird, because she's so good in that show, and
It was funny, because, like, of the entire cast, I feel like she was recognized almost more than anyone, because she was in that Lucifer show, which I think was really big in Italy. Yeah.
Everywhere we went,
Lucifer.
Yeah. Please take a picture. Lucifer.
Yeah, from a Lucifer. From the devil. See?
Yeah.
Amen. Talk to me.
Okay.
I think that one of the strongest things in the movie, besides Molly Shannon and Aubrey Plaza and Alison Brie and Zach Woods and Fred and everybody, is the music.
Yeah.
This movie is... And my audience in particular is going to appreciate this. Who scored the movie?
Pino Donaggio. So when I first came up with this idea, I kind of outlined it. And I always, in the back of my mind, was using Pino Donaggio's score for Body Double, especially the telescope part, as like the sort of idea of what I wanted to go for. And so the way it works in Italy, if you're shooting there, is you can get a tax credit So basically like 40% of your budget just gets wiped away, which is incredible, especially for like a small budget film. And you need to have like one key person from Italy in order to qualify. And I'd already brought over all these Americans that, you know, were all the key positions. So on a lark, I was just like, hey, maybe we can get Pino Donaggio to do it. Just thinking there's like no shot. And he was like open to it. So I Zoomed with him. And then after we all wrapped, like Allison and Aubrey and I drove up to Venice and had an afternoon with him, which was incredible.
But how old is this guy? Like
he turned 80 in November.
Not that bad. Paul.
Yeah,
McCartney.
Very
yeah, McCartney age.
That's I've never done music. A school, you know.
Yeah.
I've but he's, liked you know, him.
He's spry for 80, you know, for
yeah.
the most part.
So what do we know him from? Body Double?
Well, he started off, there's this song called You Don't Have to Say You Love Me that Dusty Springfield sang in 1966. He did the original Italian version, so she yeah. covered it. And that, like, he was like a big time pop star in Italy. And he started off as a violinist. But then in, I think it was like 1971-ish, Nick Rogue asked him to do the score for Don't Look Now.
Oh, that movie is insane.
Julie wow. Christie. Yeah, and like he had never done a score before. And that took place in Venice, and he's from Venice. Mm. So then he kind of like got into the score world. And Brian De Palma approached him for Carrie. And then he just basically did all Brian De Palma's movies
wow.
forever. He did a bunch of like giallo movies.
Did he do Untouchables?
Like, I think he did Untouchables. I'm assuming. I mean, I don't know why he would all of a sudden not use him for that.
I should see that again because I remember not liking the score in that because it's a period movie and it's all these synths and it just felt weird. But I bet I now like as an actual with a like adult classes. Brain, I would.
I'll tell Pino that you didn't like his score for Untouchables.
Yeah, please.
Sure.
The other person that's kind of behind the scenes that's kind of fun in this movie is the production designer who I got to see last night, Patrick.
Patrick Lum.
This guy, first of all, one of the nicest, a Brit. He's a Brit. Mm-hmm. He's a total little kind of chipper Brit.
Does he live in Italy?
He has a place in Lucca. Basically, to make a long story short, we were kind of like under the gun to find a production designer because there were two like unfortunate things that happened to the two production designers that were supposed to do it. And because of this COVID stuff and because it was in Italy, you need to get like a work visa that is 4 weeks in advance. And so we were kind of like, we had no time. It was like, we were 2 weeks out and we had to find someone. And luckily we found Patrick who happened to have a residency in Lucca. So he qualified as Italian.
Tell me the credits that this guy came with.
Well, the main one people will probably know is the movie Valkyrie. That with Tom Cruise where he's trying to kill Hitler, but he basically stopped doing movies because he just started doing commercials and was just like kind of
but
didn't
did he do Batman
and was just he did
the Dark
Christopher
Knight.
Nolan he did like Batman for like you know it's like Batman was shot in like Pittsburgh and
right yeah
he
did
places
I love
he
Batman.
Did he did one of the cities but yeah he did one of the Batman
this guy's credentials Batman's. Are through the roof
yeah.
Yeah, he's incredible. And he saved our ass because he came in a couple of weeks out. You know, obviously we didn't have a crazy big budget and he was able to pull it off. And he was the most sweet and outgoing and just like down person you've
yeah,
ever met.
He was so sweet. He was so sweet last night. I love the movie, actually. I thought it was really good.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he's great. I mean, he's like, he's sort of also like a nomad. Like he was sort of based in LA, but now he doesn't really have a home outside of Lucca, but just travels around the world and surfs kind of like Bodhi and Point Break.
Come on.
Yeah.
Well, I thank you for the experience. Goodbye.
I'm total weirdo. All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye. Yeah, bye. No, I do thank you for making me. If it wasn't for this summer with my tour, it would have been one of the best summers of my life. But this tour just knocked last summer out of the park.
Well, up until then.
Who's that behind you?
Thank you, Tim.
Aubrey, you want to say hi?
Just say hi to me. Don't be so rude.
She's like dropping off, like her stylist is picking up one of her outfits from last night.
Well, just tell her to say hi. The crowd would go wild.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, let me take this shit off.
Just tell her it's fine. If Fred's here, it's a safe place. There's people Sefe, that...
Yeah, like, we'll be here in like 12 seconds. She's literally like engaging with her stylist. Our show is brilliant.
Hello.
Okay.
We're chilling.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Your skin refuses to be defined by age. That's why Agency Design, Future Formula, a personalized anti-aging formula prescribed by a dermatology provider to treat fine lines, wrinkles, dark spots, and more. Agency has clinically proven ingredients like tretinoin, which is up to 20 times stronger than over-the-counter retinol. Future Formula by Agency. Get your first month free at withagency.com. That's withagency.com. $4.95 shipping and handling, subject to consultation. Subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Stylist. Who was your stylist last night?
Hello.
You can have fun.
Oh. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Say hi to the audience. We're live
hi,
on
audience.
Zoom. Hi. Did you mention me on Jimmy Kimmel Live last night?
Hey, everyone.
Honestly, I don't know because I actually messed up on that show and I forgot. No, actually, I did mention you. Didn't I?
I didn't watch it.
Are you trapping
they cut
me?
It up.
Is this like some kind of weird trap?
Yeah, let's see the receipt.
Everybody, I said all the names and then I didn't. And then I said Aiden and I had like a brain freeze and didn't say her last name, even though I know what her last name is, but my brain kept wanting to say Minari.
I think that's right.
I think
yeah. No, it's Mayari.
Oh, and wow.
Mayari. And I kept thinking of the movie Minari. And then
she would have been devastated if you blew that. She would have been devastated. Listen. I did the same thing with Ben Sinclair. I did an interview yesterday. I blanked on his name. I couldn't think of it at all. I couldn't think of my own character's name last night at the red carpet.
Amazing.
Well, listen, let's let her go and let's let Jeff go because.
Yeah, I'll text you.
No, sorry. I know. I feel bad.
Well,
what's your phone number again, Aubrey?
For Amber
All
right, Jeff. Thanks for joining
Jeff.
Us today.
Thanks for having us in the movie.
Everybody go see. Spin Me Round on Friday, tomorrow.
On Friday.
It'll be on demand on AMC Plus, which you have already because you're watching Better Call Saul. Right? You're not watching it.
It's going to be in theaters. It's going to be on AMC Plus.
Sure.
iTunes. It's going to be on Amazon. It's going to be on like the normal streaming platforms, but then some random ass cities across America.
Yeah. Well, if you can go see it in the theater, go see it. This is not one of your typical Marvel movies that people can't get
right.
enough of. This is not a
right.
bunch of superheroes and
right.
flying around.
Right.
And it's not raunchy.
Nope. It's not raunchy, thank God.
Interesting fact.
There's no politics. This is right. This is wrong. None of that stuff.
It's inspired by the Roxy music song, not the Dead or Alive song.
Yeah, and you'll get it's just a weird. I think it's quirky.
Yeah,
it's quirky. It's quirky as hell.
I like stuff in other countries. It always looks cool.
Yeah, and you've got a great eye for cinema, Jeff.
Thanks, Tim, and you're a great actor.
Thanks. And by the way, how fat am I in this movie? How fucking fat am
Why
I in this?
Why are you saying that? You're not fat in the movie.
Well, you're
are really, you like, nuts? I look like I'm wearing a damn fat suit.
Honestly, I thought you looked so good in Italy. Everyone was always commenting on how it felt like you really came into yourself there.
It's true. You did say that, but I just threw the bait out and got a big one. Big compliment that. From Aubrey.
It took him a while to spin you around because you're so fat.
No, come on. I created my own moons surrounding me. Well, you know who. All right, Jeff. You better go and do a little damage control there.
Honey,
she just put in her 2 weeks.
He was joking. All right, see you, Jeff.
Nice to see you, Jeff.
Bye, Aubrey. All right, stop with that. There's actually, do you know the song "Spin Me Round" by Roxy Music?
What's it called?
Spin Me Round.
I should.
That's the song they use in the movie, and it's I love Roxy Music.
Yeah,
that's. I'm not afraid to admit it. Use that drop whenever you want.
They're doing a reunion tour.
I know.
Dead or Alive is better. Not to pick winners and losers, but sorry.
Really? Yeah, this is great. With the music all right.
How about the hotline?
Yeah, we got to get to the hotline.
Who's the singer today? For that?
Brian
Can you believe
Ferry.
We've only been on the air for 4 minutes?
Brian That's it. Eno is in 4 minutes.
Just like the massive vibrato.
Yeah, Brian Ferry.
Yeah.
No,
his vibrato is
like Dracula.
Too much vibrato.
Oh, I have the funniest little Paul McCartney joke for you. Now, Paul McCartney's famously left-handed, right?
Yeah,
when he plays, so he's like this.
Yeah.
But I was like, he's got it this way, like right-handed. Yeah. This is actually a bit easier.
Oh, God. Like the whole time?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is actually easier.
I can write
me.
A few songs now.
Yeah, now I can actually move around, you know.
Do a couple of chords.
I've been struggling with this way, you know. I'm making it work.
Why did anyone show me?
Yeah. Don't think about it too much.
That'd be cool if he started playing like Primus all of a sudden.
Totally different style.
Yeah. I quite like doing it this way.
I'm like Primus now. I sound like Primus.
Yeah.
Kenzie 214, you're live on the hotline.
I'm actually quite good on bass.
Hi.
Hello. You're on the air.
No Primus drops, please.
He's great.
I cannot believe I am talking to my number one favorite pet pep in the whole world, fucking Tim goddamn Heidecker. Hello.
Here I am. I'm all ears.
Thank you, Tim.
Actually, just one ear because I have the other ears don't have my headphones in.
That's all right. Well, I really only need a quarter of an ear. Anyway, I have been a long time listener and Tim and Eric like obsessed fan for like how many fucking years now. But also, I just wanted to complain about my terrible life to you on the internet.
Okay, we can do that for a couple of minutes. Let's make it go quickly.
Great.
So what's going on?
I got a bunch of bees, Tim.
With who?
I got a bunch of bees.
Make sure you keep it frozen.
Bees
before
or beef with an F?
No, bees, dude. Bees. But the good news is I want bees.
I knew it.
Bees?
Bees. Oh, you're doing references to me? Of my work? Like, I want that in my life?
Yes.
She loves it.
No, I don't. I don't really have anything to say. I just love you guys. And
thank you very much. Where are you calling from?
Boise, Idaho.
That's a nice place. Were you there on your tour? Did you?
No, we did not hit Boise. Boise. Anyways,
was there a city of the day chosen?
Yes, it was fucking Portland, Maine, man.
Oh, right, that was so long after.
Okay, we could change it to Boise.
Let's
Idaho.
Go. Let's switch it to Boise.
Sure. It's being switched right now.
Switch it.
Yeah, come on down to Boise, man.
Come on up. All right. Well, thank you for the compliments. I'm glad you're out there. I'm glad you're doing well. I want you to stay healthy and happy.
What's the point of Idaho? It's just like this thing that they fit. Hey. You know, it's like
time out, man.
Hey,
why
buddy.
Do we need
the point
it?
The point of Idaho is to move the fuck away from it.
Ooh. Oh,
what
double.
About Twin Falls, Idaho? That's supposed to be nice.
Just make Oregon a little bit to the right. And,
well, that stupid little.
You know, you got
that little thing coming up is like, yeah.
Get over it.
Oregon is
get over
Oregon
yourself.
Is to the left. I don't know who taught you directions, but left.
I meant right.
Wait, seriously though, not as a joke, who did teach you directions?
Yeah, really.
Who's your directions teacher?
Did you take directions in elementary school?
It was the guy, my teacher's name was Lefty, which is the weird.
Well, I know why he got into it.
Lefty right side.
Yeah.
Lefty right side taught me directions. And I get him mixed up.
Old blues guy? a lot of Mormons up there in Idaho.
Okay.
Unfortunately, yes. A lot of Mormons, a lot of lack of equal human rights. It's a great fucking time up here.
I'm sorry. Well, you got friends and you got a nice group of people you like to be around?
Of course I do. The cherry on top of all this is I was recently in a car wreck and I became disabled from that car wreck. And then I was fired from my job for becoming disabled. Which is super illegal. So now I'm in the middle of like a bunch of lawsuits. It's a great time over here.
Okay, well, don't say disabled. That's an inappropriate term. I'm not accepting that on the show. So you're canceled. Goodbye. I'm sorry that happened to you. You seem okay though. You're not on like a ventilator or anything. That's for sure.
No, and I gotta say, gotta stay cracking jokes about it or else
you
die,
gotta
right?
stay
we
positive
gotta make fun of everything.
Fred's exactly. You've been through so much trauma. And
I've
you're
been
still
in all kinds
a
of
mile
all kinds time. Of car accidents.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, take care. I hope things turn out for the best. Get well. Keep.
Thank you, Pep. I appreciate you.
All right. Bye bye.
Tim, I have a question for you.
Bye.
Finally.
Tim, I'll make it really quick. Isn't it weird that, like, when you're on this tour, it's like your name? Like, do you feel like when you wake up on the bus, you're like, oh, this whole everything here is. Maybe you don't feel weird.
I do
about
that.
It.
I do feel that way.
You're like, I'm gonna go get myself some breakfast, but you're like, oh, I'm like the guy.
I know.
I had a weird.
You ever freak out?
Well,
like,
I did
this
a couple times. Yes, a couple times.
Like, it's not a band name.
It
it's
hit
like
me.
Your name.
It hit me when I was like, I think it was not all the time, but in Providence, Rhode Island, it was, some of these theaters have really nice marquees, you know, and like just classic looking theaters. And there was my name, and not. It doesn't happen. It only happened then, but it just. I was like. That is weird.
Yeah, because
see your name up. Well, you're the same way when you tour. It's just Fred Armisen.
Yeah.
But I also had this feeling, especially after the tour, a few days later, this just tremendous like, wow! All these Vic and the band and JP, our tour manager, and everybody, you know, they have their own interests. They're making money, and it's a great experience for them. But they're also giving so much to me, giving their time and their energy. Not to me, but sort of because I'm doing this. You know what I mean? Was I grateful?
Oh, yeah,
was I grateful enough?
Yeah, sure. It was great.
Good amount of gratefulness. How about that song I wrote for you all?
It was beautiful. Beautiful.
What a beautiful.
I hope that's recorded. Yeah. Huh? I had, but like speaking of like the having your name on the marquee. Like when we got to Chicago, I walked in first thing in the morning, and the stage manager stops me, and. He thought I was you. He thought
How
I
could
was
he?
The star.
How could
Get on
he?
That mic.
Oh, this is funny.
Oh, I know he's so funny.
This is a funny story.
Yeah. Well, I don't
Maybe
know if
because
I told
that big
this
yellow
one, but,
your big yellow look.
Yeah. Yeah.
They thought
I
you
probably
were the
had
star.
This on. I had this hat on.
Yeah.
People were calling me boss like on the tour. It was nuts.
Like sarcastic.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Probably. Yeah, boss.
And I know, boss.
Yeah. So then I walk in and. The first thing you do when you get off the bus in the morning, you have to go to the bathroom.
Numbers.
You got to get your solids out. And this stage manager cornered me, and he thought I was you. And he's like apologizing to me about the way the green room looked. I don't know if you went in earlier. And
well, let me tell you a sidebar. You know the Vic.
Wait, I know what you're getting at.
Yeah.
Oh, you had
anyway,
to go, and they're talking
so
your ear
he's
off.
He's like, you ever been here before? He's like, yeah. And all these people are like really nice to me. And I'm standing. He's like, why don't you just come over here, stand on the stage. And take it all in. And I'm looking at this empty room, and I just have to go to the bathroom so bad.
Impossible.
It was, yeah.
Well,
and
I went in.
Yeah,
it's almost like a practical joke. They're like, they know you have to go.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Why don't you look at the stage
for
a while?
For a long time. Yeah, it used to be a movie
Fred,
theater back in the 20s.
Take it in.
We get into Chicago. It's 9 a.m. I get off the bus to go do what Vic's talking about doing. And I'm really looking forward to the Vic. Because we've done many shows there. It's just a classic room.
Beautiful place.
People are super nice there. Yeah. It's like a warm hug for me, that place, in the middle of the tour. I go down the steps, looking like Vic. I'm looking, good to be back. Go down the steps. Rip, dip, dip, dip. I fall down the steps. Get up. I'm fine. I go down in the hallway to the green room with all the dressing rooms inside. It's a full-on renovation happening in mid-renovation. There's drywall. There's dust. There's shower that's not installed yet. There's plywood. You know, my heart sank.
What the
hell? Like, this is where we're supposed to be all day and all night. What is this?
Yeah.
JP! Emergency! We have a nightmare scenario. What are we going to do? Not that bad, but I was like, I did say, like, come on, guys, like, you know how valuable it is to have like a safe place and a comfortable place.
But there's
place.
Like a...
And...
When I've been met with that problem, I just try to find a nearby really nice hotel.
Of course.
I know.
And I
don't even mean to stay there. At the restaurant sometimes, if you go like, there'll be like meeting rooms downstairs.
Oh yeah, I go right into the
hotel. You go to the hotel, there's like a sort of...
I learned that years ago in college. I was in Dublin.
Yeah.
I went over there and... I had to go bad, and it was like drinking Guinness all night, and you know, it was one of those emergencies. Not, you know, a Rangus,
and
that little Temple Bar area of Dublin. It's like 900-year-old pubs with like holes in the.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just like, what the, I can't go to any of these bathrooms. Then I saw like a Radisson Inn or something, you know, some kind of American hotel. Yeah. I went right in there. It was heaven.
That's the place to go.
But then a couple hours later, they felt terrible. They cleaned it all up to the best as they could. They had a working toilet.
Did you make a scene though? They were very apologetic.
I expressed my concern to JP. I texted my booking agent. I said, hey, just so you know, we feel a little like, I would have liked to have known. Like somebody should have said, hey, heads up, you guys are going to come into like a literal construction project, in mid, you know, that's all. Yeah. Sorry, I got to be the bad guy sometimes. I mean, I'm not just beta, just being like, oh, this is my life. I guess I'm just going to accept. Then clunked over the head with a hammer.
Yeah, yeah.
All right? Somebody has to step up. Yeah. And for my crew.
Put your fucking mask on.
And if you don't, we are at the halfway point, and let's take a little break.
Okay.
Speaking of going to the bathroom, when we come back, we have a very fun surprise for Fred.
Yeah.
We have Fart Simpson. He's going to do a mashup game that you're really going to enjoy.
It's a fun music game that you'll
remember that last game?
I feel like Fart
played me these records.
Yeah, I know.
Wasn't Fart on it last time?
From 2002 or something.
I think Fart might have been on it last time because we were playing that game.
That's right. Yeah. And we're going to give away some tickets to Tim's shows in New York, right?
Yes, tickets. Call in if you're in New York area. I'd say the tri-state area. And I got tickets every night of the week to give away.
Beautiful.
Two tickets. So if you can't go, just go.
I wonder what the bathroom situation is like at that place.
At the Bell House? I remember it being pretty good.
The Bowel funniest, House?
The Bell House.
It's not the Bowel House.
Bowel House. All right, we'll be back in.
He's got bowels on the brain.
Why don't you call ahead,
3 to 5 minutes and with more of this wonderful show. And I've been having a great time. Thank you very much.
This is Donald Fagen from Steely Dan. Do you want more Ophishas? Well, I head on over to patreon.com/OphishasLive, where you can get the full episode of today's show and so much more. So drink your big black cow and get over to patreon.com/OphishasLive.
Faith and I could see me wide awake. The day would surely happen.